You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, with my co-host, Taylor King, Newmark Knight Frank, Ethan Milrod, GoTo, Peter Stelling, Merrill Lynch, Andrew Hanlon, Hanlon Creative, Anthony Martinelli, and his health benefits, Mary Pat Kessler, Sabre Systems, and Mr. Ethan Milrod. Can you give us a rundown on who we have on the air with us today, please?
Sure, Herb, and we'd like to thank Bill Morazzo and WHYY for hosting us today. We have a great show. We have Brian Fitzpatrick, CEO of Loan Logix, and he's joined by his son, Andrew.
Let's get to our first guest, Brian Fitzpatrick, CEO of Loan Logix. Brian, what is Loan Logix? What are you guys doing?
Loan Logix is basically the red light, green light of the mortgage industry. We have technology that keeps mortgage lenders out of trouble and consumers safe.
How large or how small is this organization?
The company is over 200 employees.
And how'd you get a job with this company?
I was basically brought in by the founders and the investor group that founded the company to help turn the company around and grow it.
Excellent. So you were brought in to take the company to the next level. Where are you from originally?
Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
And how many brothers and sisters?
I have three brothers, one sister. I'm the youngest of five.
You're the youngest of five. How young were you when you were taking things to the next level and getting things off the ground?
It was really when I was in second grade. I started a candy business because the ice cream man was charging too much for candy. And then I had three paper routes at 11. I was pushing carts at the Acme at 13, DJ business that I started at 14, and then started a landscaping business at 16.
Mm-hmm. Ethan, where do you want to go?
Wow, Brian, you had a lot of jobs. Where did you get the initiative for being such a young entrepreneur?
It was really my father. From the time I was a very small child, I would listen to him. He was a salesman. I'd listen to him on the phone. I'd watch how he dealt with people. And I knew that I wanted to help people. I knew that I wanted to be in business and make money.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, you mentioned that your father passed away at when you were 14. I'm just curious, what impact did that have on you?
It had a huge impact because, first of all, it caused me to grow up even faster. And the money I was making, you know, it was all about being independent.
And it sounds like your father inspired you into hard work. Do you think about your dad today still?
I think of him every day, often.
And what do you hear him like whispering in your ear as you're kind of tasked with making tough decisions?
I always hear him say, keep going, don't stop.
Brian, what did you do with all the money that you made working all these jobs?
Well, the first thing I was concerned about was helping mom, particularly after my dad died, and she didn't let me give all the money she wanted me to save, so the rest was really saved for future endeavors.
Brian, you were the youngest in the family. In the green room, you described you and your sister as the bookends of the family. What did you mean by that?
Well, there was a lot going on growing up, obviously, with mom really struggling to make things happen and keep the house. So my sister and I were the ones that were sort of always making things happen. That's what I meant by the bookends, the youngest and the oldest.
What do you mean by always making things happen? What are you talking about?
Well, there was, you know, as far as helping, you know, mom out, as far as doing what needed to be done, everybody helped, but we seemed to be the go-to people at various times.
Anthony?
So, Brian, the youngest typically gets away with a lot. You seem very focused, but what was the impact, I mean, being the youngest of five?
Well, being the youngest of five was, I think by the time my mother got to me, I think she was really tired because, you know, when you look at everything else she dealt with siblings and having teenagers in the house, it was really, I was left alone to be independent, and my mom never worried because I was working all the time.
Andrew, joining here with your dad today, I'm curious, watching your dad and learning about all the jobs that he had growing up, what impact has that had on you?
Well, kind of everything that he was saying, how he's worked so hard for all of his life, that's kind of been instilled in me as well. So pretty much from as long as I can remember, I've always known that I've had to work hard, and regardless of what I was doing, whether I liked it or not.
Andrew, you mentioned you like to play sports as a youth. What sports were you interested in?
Pretty much every sport, basketball, hockey, football. I was never super athletically inclined. I mean, my dad was more of a band guy than an athlete, but I just kind of used that same drive to
And do you remember specific games or events that your dad was able to attend?
Yeah, pretty much when my dad wasn't working, he was at any of my games, really. So, and that always meant a lot to me.
Yeah, what does that mean to you to see your dad walking up to a game, know he's, you know, giving up some time at work to be there for you?
Well, yeah, I just know that there's so many other things that he has to do, so his ability to you know, make it there for me was just massive for me, even though I usually played better whenever I was alone.
Brian, what have you learned from Andrew? I mean, you told me a story in the green room. I don't know if you want to share it, but Andrew's a pretty special kid.
Yeah, Andrew's a very special kid. My kids have all taught me, to be a better father.
How? What are you talking about?
Well, I did share that my first wife passed away, Andrew's mother, when he was only 2.5 years old. So he's really, he helped save his younger brother, because at the time his mother basically fell down a flight of stairs. I was at work. I ended up calling the house, and he's the one who told me that his mother was sleeping. So it was Andrew that caused me to be able to get help to the house and save his younger...
How old was Andrew?
Andrew was 2.5, and my wife was actually pregnant with his younger brother. So if we hadn't got help for his mother, my 20-year-old, you know, wouldn't be alive today.
What's that done to your relationship with you and your, between Andrew, you and your dad, and dad with Andrew? What's that done to your relationship?
Well, we bonded very quickly, obviously, because it was just the three of us. My wife didn't survive the accident, but my baby did, and the three of us were very specially close.
What's that done to your business relationships, Jeff? Excuse me, Brian, what's that done to your business relationships, the fact that you've gone through this tragedy?
Well, it's in life, it's just been about going forward, about keep moving, keep going, and persevere. So it's, you know, business hasn't always been easy, but I've learned in my personal life and I've learned in my professional life that you just keep going, you persevere.
Andrew, what's this done to you? What's that incident have to do with your development of your personality? What did you learn from that experience? How's that affected you?
It's really caused me to be a lot more independent. I mean, my dad obviously had to continue working, so it kind of took a village to help raise my brother and myself. So I'm really grateful for all of that, but a lot of the times I had to be on my own, had to figure out certain things like with homework or anything else that was going on. So it's kind of really helped me become the hard worker and more independent.
How about empathy, Andrew? Your empathy must be off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, it really helps you deal with a lot of different things like that, because you really start to understand that a lot of different people come from a lot of different places, and I guess if you took one look at me, you wouldn't necessarily know that.
Right.
But I guess it helps with situations like that.
Brian, what's Andrew taught you?
Well, as I said earlier, I have 5 kids, so Andrew's 1 of 5. I did get remarried. My wife went through a similar tragedy with her husband and 4-year-old daughter that she lost. So she was raising a son. So when we got married, we had 3 together, and then 2 more after that. And my kids have taught me to be a better person, a better father, because as I told them all, they don't come with user manuals. So what I've learned is I've learned to be more humble and to apologize to my children when I do something wrong. And they'll call me out at various times.
And how does that affect you as a business leader?
It also has brought that humility into my companies, because I believe through kind of servant leadership, it's important to be humble and it's important to treat everybody with respect. So seeing your kids in that manner, the same as your employees, that we're all together in this.
I was going to say you have a very serene presence that people couldn't see from radio, but you're in an extremely tough business. How do you maintain that calm demeanor, and how do you share that with your team?
Well, first of all, my mother told me I have a face for radio, so that's a good thing. But, you know, one of the key things is that sereneness is, I've been through so much tragedy and difficult situations in personal and in business that, you know, people can't see you coming unglued, because if they see you coming unglued, then everybody else is going to come unglued. So I really feel it's my responsibility to remain calm and try to keep things moving forward.
Mm-hmm. What's the best part of your day, Brian?
The best part of my day is when I get home. I enjoy work. I love work. I love my career, but I love my family, and I love seeing them at the end of a very hard day, or if I'm on the road, which I am a lot, is when I come home from a long business trip.
Mm-hmm. What's the website address of this organization called Loan Logix, your website address?
LoanLogix.com.